Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hussey here. Joining me is Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Christmas right around the corner.
Yes,
finally.
It is.
This last Wednesday until Christmas.
Yep, it is.
So
that's right.
I mean, I'm ready for it.
Well, let's get into it. We've got some fun Did You Knows today. Christmas themed, actually.
Yep, Christmas themed today. So, I didn't know this, so this is pretty interesting. Did you know Santa Claus has appeared on U.S. currency?
No, I definitely did not
Santa
know
Santa Claus has been on our currency.
They had Christmas-themed dollars or pennies or something?
I guess. I don't know. We're about to find out, though, let me tell you. All right, so the United States and its currency seems inseparably linked, but for much of the country's history, an official standardized U.S. dollar actually didn't exist for a while.
Hmm.
In its place was a Wild West of currencies from competing banks located across several states. In their zeal to earn goodwill and customers, a few of these institutions even minted some rather creative banknotes. These bills didn't feature the chiseled General Washington or other real-life American leaders, but instead the pudgy, bearded face of Saint Nick.
Wow.
Amongst other fixtures as well. So for St. Nicholas's Bank of New York City, that was the name of the bank itself, featured the bank's namesake on its currency, made some sort of sense. But other banks seemingly unaffiliated with the Father Christmas also issued Santa money. For example, the Howard Banking Company issued its sinister Claus note in the 1850s, which depicted St. Nick seen from the Dutch legend. A total of 21 banks in 8 states created notes featuring Santa Claus. Thank you, ESPN, for that update. And then 7 of them even printed an entire Santa Claus on the currency. These fun funds came to an end in 1863 when the National Bank Act created a national currency in an effort to standardize banking throughout the U.S. While these Santa bills are now considered obsolete, the note remains highly prized in certain collecting circles.
Yeah, I bet.
And are doing much more than the ho-ho holding their value.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure that's a good collector's item. Santa Claus bill.
Definitely worth more than a dollar, I can tell you.
Right,
that.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I didn't know banks were able to print their own money.
That's
back
wild.
Then.
Yeah, I don't know
how legal that was.
Well, yeah, how would you be able to verify if it was actually real money or if it was counterfeit? That's a lot, but that's cool. Definitely cool to know.
So if you're out there, you find a dollar bill with Santa on it.
It might actually have been real.
You might
want to
keep it.
Yeah.
Because that thing might be worth a little bit more than a dollar.
Yeah. How about that? Okay, my Did You Know. We're going to keep with the Christmas theme.
All right.
We're talking about the movie Home Alone.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, did you know that Macaulay Culkin's iconic facial gesture with the aftershave in Home Alone was improvised?
No shot, really?
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the most iconic scenes when Kevin McAllister, who's played by Macaulay Culkin, was home alone and he slapped the aftershave on his face and screamed into the mirror.
Yeah.
The scene didn't really go according to plan, though, as most people would move their hands after creating that burning sensation on their face. And that's what director Chris Columbus instructed his young star to do. Instead, Culkin kept his hands glued to his face as he screamed at his reflection, which prompted everyone else behind the camera to break up into laughter. And there were different reactions tried in subsequent takes, but it was that very first one that stuck and became one of the defining moments of the immensely successful comedy.
Dang, so it wasn't even like retaken. It was the first take.
Yeah, and they was like just expecting to just put his hands on his cheeks and then move him away.
Yeah.
But he just kept his hands glued right to his face and gave that iconic look, and they were like, well, let's try it again, and then nothing compared to it, so they said, actually, let's go with that one. That one was awesome.
Huh, that's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, so I didn't know that either, but definitely cool stuff. You know, that's one of my favorite movies. Love watching Home Alone at least one time around the holidays. So.
Yep, I typically watch one or two of the movies.
Yeah.
Because they got, like 4, yeah, 6. Yeah. I know they have a newer one that came out not that long
really?
Ago also.
Yeah.
Not with the same actors, yeah, obviously, yeah. But yeah, I at least watch one or two every Christmas season. So.
Yeah, fun stuff. Well, that's our Did You Know show for you today, talking about Santa Claus on a dollar bill and the Home Alone movie. Hope you enjoyed it. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.